we present Jack Warner and Kathleen Harrison in Meet the Huggetts. When a man arrives home in the early hours of the morning, he usually creeps quietly upstairs. It may be because he's afraid of his wife, or afraid of disturbing her. It all depends where he's been.
Hope Ethel's asleep. 3 o'clock. Good job she knows I'll be working. Now, easy does it. Good. A burglar couldn't have made less noise.
Is that you, Joe?
Oh, lummy. Well, who else would you expect to creep into your bedroom at this time in the morning?
No one. I just wanted to be sure.
Oh, well, I'll switch the light on so you can have a good look at me.
Oh, you came in so quiet.
What do you expect me to do? Knock the all stand over?
Creeping, I mean. Just like a professional burglar.
Why, do they have amateurs? Well, I'm sorry you heard me, love. I was trying not to disturb you.
Oh, you didn't disturb me. Haven't been to sleep.
Eh?
I got a head, Joe. I've had it off and on all night.
Oh, bit of a contortionist, aren't you?
Fat lot of sympathy anyone gets from you.
Well, I'm sorry, love. I didn't know it was as bad as all that. Well, can I get you anything?
I've already had 2 aspirins. Didn't do me much good. I haven't been able to face a meal all day.
Well, then perhaps you're hungry. Yeah, how about a nice cheese sandwich?
Oh, Joe.
Well, I'm sorry, love. I'm only trying to be helpful. Isn't there anything I can do?
Yes, hurry up and get into bed.
What, with my shoes on? Won't be a minute.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, lummy, you have got a headache. Well, I'm sorry to see you like this, Ethel.
It was the noise of your shoes. I'll put the light out, dear.
Okay, brace yourself for the click. There. Now, just you try and get some sleep, then you'll be as right as rain in the morning. Good night, love.
Oh, good night, dear. I know I won't sleep.
Now, don't be too determined, love.
Oh, all right, dear, I'll try. Oh, sorry I couldn't find those stamps and envelopes you said you were missing, Joe.
Oh, that's all right. Have another look tomorrow.
Yes, I will.
Oh, well, good night, love.
Good night, dear. I can't think where they are.
Well, then don't try. I don't want to use them tonight anyway.
No, of course you don't. What you need tonight is sleep.
Yeah, that's right. Sleep.
Pity they called you into work.
Yes, otherwise we could have been talking for 4 hours.
Missing your sleep, are we?
Yeah, so do I. Oh, good night.
Oh, yes. Good night, dear.
Good night, love.
Sleep well.
Huh?
I said sleep well. Just like a man, he's doing it.
Hey, what's the matter? What's the matter?
Oh, all right, Joe, I'll switch it off.
Oh, the alarm clock. What, so soon, Ethel?
I've been waiting for it to ring for hours.
Eh? What, you haven't slept?
Not a wink. I've heard the church clock strike every hour.
Well, at least we know it's still going. How are you feeling this morning, love?
Worn out.
Well, you better stay where you are, Ethel.
But I can't, Joe.
Of course you can. I don't have to go into work until about lunchtime.
Well, what about the breakfast?
No, I'll do those.
Oh, dear, I must be feeling worse than ever. I thought I heard you say you'd do the breakfast.
I did, and young Bobby can help me.
But today's washing day.
All the better he can do with the wash.
Well, there's the housework as well.
Oh, don't worry about that. When you get up, you won't recognise the place.
Oh, that's what I'm afraid of.
Eh? Now, look, Ethel, I'm perfectly capable. Come in.
It's only me, Mum. Oh, still in bed?
Yes, Bobby. Any objections?
Oh, no, but it's not Sunday, you know.
Your mother's not too well. Now go downstairs and put the kettle on, son.
Why, are you making her a poultice?
No, you're making her a cup of tea. Now, up it.
Okay.
Hey, Jane, I was in the bathroom first.
Then it's just too bad.
Open this door!
Go away, Bobby!
Dad, please open this door!
Oh, Joe, stop them.
Bobby, stop making so much noise.
But I was in there.
And I told you to put the kettle on. Now, do as you're told. Your mother's got a headache.
Well, if I haven't, I soon will have.
Oh, okay. Well, it would have to be me.
All right, Ethel, now, just you leave them both to me. You won't hear another sound from either of them.
Mum?
Jane, come away from the stairs. I told you not to disturb your mother.
Oh, sorry, I forgot, Dad. But I can't brew tea without tea.
Well, then find a packet or we'll have to drink hot water.
Here's the tea, Dad.
Where?
In the coffee tin.
Oh, Lummy, just like your mother. The eggs were in the biscuit barrel. Now, go on, Jane, now brew up and don't shout up to your mother again.
Well, it's all right for her. She knows where everything is.
Yeah, so would you if you helped her a bit more often.
Dad, do you want marmalade?
Well, of course I want marmalade.
Then will you shout upstairs? I can't find it.
Look, no one shouts to ask your mother where things are, understand? Do you want her to think we're helpless?
Well, we are, aren't we?
Now, put that piece of toast on your mother's tray and stop arguing, Jane.
Okay. Which piece, Dad?
What do you mean? There's only one piece that isn't burned, isn't there?
Right. There you are.
Thanks. Now, the sooner I get this up to her, the sooner she'll get some sleep. All this lets your mother have the morning in bed.
Oh, Dad! Why are you up there? Ask Mum where my paints are, will you?
But go away, Bobby. There we are. There's your breakfast, love. Eat it while it's still lukewarm.
Oh, thank you, dear. Joe, what's that on the plate? You know I don't like mushrooms.
Mushrooms? That's my thumb, Ethel.
Oh, so it is. My eyes hurt me so much I can't see straight.
Yeah, good job, too. If you've got a mushroom this colour, it'd be a toadstool. Now, eat it all up, love, then try and get some sleep, eh?
All right, dear.
I'll leave the door open, so if you want anything, you can just shout.
Good. And if you want anything, send me a postcard.
What? Oh, yes, yes. Oh, well, tell her, Ethel. I won't disturb you again. Have you cleared the table, Bobby?
Yes, and I put the kettle on.
Good. Now we can wash up. You'd better roll your sleeves up, son, then you can wash those arms of yours at the same time.
Hello, hello, hello. Guess who? Oh, Lummy.
What's up, Fred?
I think it's me you should guess who. Still, it suits you, Joe. It makes you look very becoming.
Eh?
The apron. You only need a mob cap and you look like old Mother Riley.
Oh, well, I put it on to show I was in charge.
Oh?
Ethel's in bed with her head.
Don't blame her. I always take my aunt to bed with me, too. Here, it's nothing serious, I hope, Joe.
Serious? With you around? No, she didn't sleep very well last night, Fred.
Oh, that's bad.
Yes, yes. Well, I was called to the works last night to see, so,
yeah.
Well, I won't be starting today until lunchtime, Fred.
Yeah.
Dad, what about that washing up?
Here, I'll help you with that, Joe.
Okay, Fred. Bobby, you better get ready for school, son.
Right, Dad. Bye.
Bye.
Right, Joe. Washing up's dead easy when you know how.
Are you speaking from experience or memory?
Both. Now, in with your dishes.
Okay.
Good, now. Here, where does Ethel keep the soap powder?
Oh, I don't know.
I will soon find out. Morning, Mrs. H. Where do you keep your soap powder?
What did you say?
Fred, come away.
Where's your soap powder?
In the jar on the windowsill.
Fred!
Oh, sorry, Joe, sorry. Where's your dishcloth?
In the bucket under the sink.
Where's the sink?
On top of the bucket, you chump.
Oh, yes, here we are. Right, one dishcloth coming up. Now, give him a good old sloshing, Joe.
Okay.
That's the idea. That's it. Here, not too hard. You rub the design off.
Well, it's about time these two got over that bridge anyway.
Oh, I was forgetting. Have you got a shilling, Joe?
Shilling? Now, don't say you want paying for watching me work.
No, it's for Clara.
Oh, for Clara?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll make sixpence, my highest offer.
Oh, Joe, please. No, for the gas, Joe, see? I said I'd ask if you got one.
Yeah. Well, with you around, she gets all the gas she wants for nothing, eh?
Thanks.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Fred. No, I haven't got one.
Ah. Oh. Here, perhaps Ethel's got one. Oh, Mrs. H!
Fred, you blithering idiot.
Clara says, have you got a shilling for the gas?
In my handbag. You'll find it down... Oh, what's the use? I'm getting up anyway.
Now, come away from there, Fred, and shut that door. Haven't you any sense? She's getting up now.
Sorry, Joe, I clean forgot.
Oh, Ethel, I'm sorry, love. You shouldn't have come downstairs.
Why not? It's the quietest place.
It was all my fault, Mrs. H.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Ethel. I tried to stop him.
Oh, well, the next time I have a headache, I'll make sure I have a quiet morning.
Well, will you, love?
Yes. I'll get up and let you stay in bed.
Mm. Sorry, Mrs. H. Here, you just go back upstairs and rest.
No, thanks. I've got the washing to do.
Washing? Now, Joe, this is where we can help.
Ah, no, Fred, not again. I still remember the way we washed up together.
It's a piece of cake, Mrs. H. Look, you go back to bed until lunchtime, see? Then you get up, sort out your washing, and I'll nip home from work in me lunch break to collect it.
And then what?
Well, I'll meet you with it at the laundry in our lunch hour, Joe, and we'll bring it home tonight all nice and clean.
Well, well, Fred, that's the first sensible thing you've said this morning.
Ah, well, perhaps I ain't been trying, Joe. Mm.
You've been trying, all right.
Then let's try a little bit harder, Mrs. H. Just leave it to us. And your washing's in the bag. I've had me meal. Well, how's the old washing going?
Oh, fine, Fred. Thanks for meeting me with it.
That's okay. I always like to help a pal to wash his dirty linen in public.
What are you bobbing up and down for?
It's the motion, Joe. You know, these things, they fascinate me. Yeah. I've always got to go round with them.
You better watch out. You'll be getting dizzy.
Here, look at that sock of yours chasing trying to find its other mate. Aye, now it's after one of Ethel's.
All right, Fred, all right, all
right. Wonderful machines, aren't they,
marvellous, eh?
I could sit and watch them for hours.
Yeah, put some people in front of one, they'd think it was television.
Well, oh. I have seen worse programmes than this, Joe. Here, how long are you going to be?
Oh, I don't know, about 10 minutes. I had to wait for a machine.
Then we got time for a quick cuppa over at the caff.
Oh, yeah, that's an idea. Well, there's no point in just sitting here.
No.
Well, come on, Fred.
Okay.
Oh, the washing will be safe enough, I hope.
Yeah, of course it will. Here, did I tell you about Mrs. Evans getting a new washing machine? She didn't like it a bit.
Eh? Well, why not?
Well, every time she took young Alfie out of it, he was black and blue.
Oh, lummy, you jumping. I don't know, you've got corn for every occasion.
So I just bundled up the washing, Jane, gave it to Fred Stebbins, and then I went back to bed for the afternoon.
Oh, lovely, Mum. Now you feel better.
Yes, but I'd feel a lot better still if they got it ironed as well.
Why, don't you get them out at every washing day?
No, Jane. Thinking how to get a headache would be too much of a headache.
Well, you could pretend you'd got a headache.
Not with your dad, I couldn't. It takes him all his time to notice it when I've got one.
Mum, what's all this lot on the sideboard? You opening a shop?
No, I don't know what they are.
Well, this is an electric mixer. That's a hairdryer, massager, binoculars, a camera and an electric shaver.
Oh, there are 7 electric shavers.
7? Well, where do they all come from?
Well, the postman must have brought them when I was asleep. I found them all on the back doorstep. It's not a mistake. They're all addressed Huggett.
Well, it must be a mistake. What do you want 7 razors for?
I don't want one. Don't even shave the gooseberries.
Would you think Dad ordered them?
Not 7 razors, Jane. Your dad isn't even two-faced.
I know. Well, what about young Bobby?
No. I found half a cigarette under his bed last week, but I don't think he's started shaving yet.
But he kept asking if the postman had been, as if expecting something.
Oh, would he be expecting an electric hedge trimmer?
No, that sounds more like Dad.
Then perhaps he's won the treble chance and he's not letting on about it.
Ah, here's some evidence. A cover note. Hey, listen to this. Many thanks for your kind inquiry. We are forwarding an electric coffee pot as requested on our sale or return basis. Mum, they're on trial.
Well, we'll all be on trial if we don't get them back to where they belong.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Jane. Gosh, they've all arrived.
Here, Bobby, do you know what these are?
I ought to. I sent for them. They're all free, Mum.
Free? Where'd you get that idea?
They are free. Look, there was a whole page of them in the newspaper.
Super electric razor. Free offer. Just drop us a line and we will send you one on approval. No obligation to buy.
You see, it says you don't have to buy it.
But on approval means you buy it if you like it and send it back if you don't, Bobby.
Then why do they call it a free offer? Oh, if it isn't free, then I've wasted all my stamps and envelopes.
What stamps and envelopes?
Oh, some I found lying about in the tool shed.
Bobby, those were your dad's. To send things off for the snooker club. He's been looking for them for nearly a week.
But I did it for Dad, and I've been waiting for him to see these things.
Oh, well, then you'd better not wait for him to see you. Not until I've had a word with him about it first.
Gosh, there he is now, talking to Mr. Stebbins. Bye, Mum.
Here, quick, Jane. Stuff all these things away before your dad comes in.
Is he coming?
No, not yet. They're still talking. Must be about the washing, I expect.
Sorry I missed you after work, Joe.
Yeah, an old camel wanted to see me. In his office.
To give you the sack?
No, a parcel. It's his wife's birthday and he'd bought her a pink jumper.
Very nice, too.
Oh, no, it wasn't. She wanted a blue one. Old Cam was working late, so he asked me if I'd just pop into Snell and Partridge's and change it on my way home.
Aye. So that parcel will make his wife happy, eh?
Yeah, that's right. And this bundle of washing will make my wife happy. Well, I'll be seeing you, Fred.
OK, so long, Joe.
With me bundle on me shoulder, oh...
Oh, hello, dear.
Oh, hello, love. Well, it's good to see you up again, eh? There you are. One bundle of love.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Here. There's something I've got to tell you, dear.
Oh, forget it, Ethel. Thanks aren't necessary at a time like this.
Oh, she doesn't want to thank you, Dad.
Eh?
Yes, I do, but it's something else.
Something serious, Dad.
Serious?
Yes, dear. Joe, this isn't our washing.
Oh, blimey, then it is serious, but how the heck did you know that?
Well, I've just opened it. You brought the wrong bundle.
But it must be ours.
Do you wear purple underpants and lavender pyjamas?
Well, not as a rule.
Well, then it's not ours. Didn't you check it?
Well, no, love. Well, me and Fred left the shop for a few minutes and then we came back. It was all ready for us, bundled.
Bungled, you mean?
Well, I thought the woman in the shop had done it up for us. Here, I'd better get back with it before they close. You don't want this, do you?
Well, of course I don't, but what about ours?
Well, judging by this lot, whoever's got ours won't want that either. It's the wrong colour scheme.
But, Joe...
Okay, love, I'll tie it up again as I go out. I won't be long.
Well, there's a fine thing, Jane. It's bad enough having someone else's razors and things without having other people's washing as well.
Mum, is this your parcel on the table?
No, your dad brought it in with him. Oh, Snell and Partridge's. I wonder what he's been treating himself to this time.
Mum, look, it's a blue jumper.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, it should suit him.
Jumper, Mum. I'll bet Dad's bought it for you because you were ill.
Oh, now isn't that sweet of him? And there was me, getting on to him because he got things mixed up.
Well, this is one thing he hasn't mixed up. It's your size.
Yes, pity it isn't my colour. Well, he knows I never wear blue. Pink's my colour. I'll ask him to change it tomorrow.
Oh, Mum, I shouldn't. Well, men don't like changing things. Besides, you'll only hurt his feelings if you let him see he's made another mistake.
Oh, yes, I wouldn't want to do that.
Look, Mum, tonight's the night Snell and Partridge stay open late. You'll just have time to change it for a pink one if you hurry. Here, I'll come with you.
Good. And then when your dad comes home, you'll get such a pleasant surprise. You are, Jane. I've put the parcel with the pink jumper with all those things Bobby got.
But why on the sideboard?
Well, when your dad comes in, we can have the bad news and the good news all in one go.
Good old Mum. I'm just popping over to Peggy's. I won't be late. Bye.
Bye, Jane. Pink. Fancy Joe forgetting my colour.
Hello, hello, hello. It's a bloke, do you know, with a message from Joe.
Message, Fred?
Yes. You was out when he come back, Mrs. H. He asked me to tell you your washing hadn't been returned to the shop, but not to worry. He's got the manager's address and he's gone round to see him, OK?
No, but I suppose it'll have to be.
Yeah.
Oh, someone's at the front door, Fred. Excuse me a minute.
OK, Mrs. H. I'll leave you to it.
Good evening. Mrs. Huggett?
Yes, nicely, thank you.
I've called in connection with some laundry. We believe your husband's involved.
Oh, yes, Joe's involved, all right. Won't you come in a minute? Are you the manager?
No, madam. I'm a detective.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice?
Well, fancy them employing a detective just to find our washing for us. Well,
I'm not after your laundry, Mrs. Huggett. I'm tracing the laundry your husband took.
It was a mistake. Someone else took ours by mistake, too.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Then why haven't they returned it?
Well, perhaps they're not as honest as my husband.
Oh, he's honest, is he?
Certainly he is. Here, what do you mean?
I picked this up in the hall as I came in. Do you know what this is?
Yes, a brooch, isn't it?
That's right. How do you suppose it got there?
I've no idea. Never seen it before. Oh, perhaps Joe got it for me like he did the jumper.
Does he usually leave his presents on the floor?
No, but he could have dropped it, I suppose.
Dropped it, eh? Out of that bundle of washing, perhaps.
Well, we did open it before he took it back. But why should it fall out there?
Oh, there's probably a reason. I'd like to hang on to it for a time.
Oh, that's all right. I shouldn't think you'd want to steal it if it wasn't yours. Being a detective, I mean.
Nice collection of electrical gadgets you've got here. Do all these razors belong to your husband?
Not really. My son got them without his father knowing.
7 of them, eh? Does he use a different one each day?
Bobby? Of course he doesn't. He's still at school.
But he got them all on his own. Starting young, eh? Well, I really wanted to see your husband, but you've been most helpful. I'll call again later. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks for calling. Now I wonder what all that was about.
Oh, what a day. Bobby makes a mistake and we're landed with this lot. I make a mistake, so we haven't any clean underwear.
Oh, and then a man called Joe, and
he... Never mind about men calling, Ethel. Let's pack these things and send them back as quick as we can, if we can sort out what belongs to who.
I'm sorry, dear, but I had to tell you about it.
Oh, that's all right, love. It's not your fault.
Shame you being upset like this after you being so kind to me. Anyway, thanks for the present, Joe.
Present? What present?
Oh, well, Jane and I opened it by mistake. You know, that lovely blue jumper you bought me.
Hey? Hey, that wasn't yours.
You know blue isn't my colour, Joe. I knew you wouldn't mind, so I changed it for a pink one.
I said it wasn't yours, Ethel. It's Mr. Campbell's.
Oh, you're pulling my leg, Joe. Mr. Campbell doesn't wear jumpers.
No, but his wife does.
His wife? Oh, is it hers?
Yes, it's her birthday and she... Ethel, you've not changed it back to a pink one again.
Yes, dear, that's my colour.
Oh, me, now I am in a mess. Mr. Campbell gave me his wife's pink jumper to change for a blue one. Now you've changed it back to a pink one again. Now what the heck am I going to say to him in the morning?
Yes, I know just how you feel, Joe. It always comes in buckets full.
But Ethel as well, Fred. I mean, yeah. Fancy her dashing off with a jumper belonging to Campbell's wife.
Well, it's better than her dashing off with old Campbell, I suppose.
Oh, well, I think I'll pop over to the club for a quiet game of snooker.
Okay, Joe. Here, but go easy if you play Bill Whittaker. I believe he's developed the best pot in the club.
Yeah, well, that's his fault. He should lay off the potatoes and bread.
Eh? Oh, yeah. I'll be seeing you, Joe. Oh, well, better get on with me age, I suppose.
Excuse me, was that Mr. Hugger?
Eh? Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah.
A friend of yours?
Yes, one of the best.
Did I hear him say his wife has taken someone's jumper?
Yes, his boss's wife's. What a lark, eh?
Well, I'd have sworn she at least was honest.
Eh?
Well, it seems as if the whole family's at it.
Yeah, what are you getting at? Who are you?
I'm a plainclothes officer. What do you know about your next-door neighbours?
Well, one thing's straight. They're as honest as the day's long. And if they weren't, I wouldn't tell you. Well,
I'm wasting my time, aren't I?
Yes, and mine too. Good night.
Oh, there's Mr. Huggett now, just going out. Excuse me. Just a minute, please.
Who, me?
Yes. I'm a plainclothes officer.
Oh, well, I'm glad to know you. I used to be in the specials.
Mr. Huggett, you took some laundry into a laundrette today.
That's right. And like a chump, I brought the wrong lot home.
Did you?
Yeah.
Or is that what you wanted your wife to believe?
What is this? The parade of defaulting husbands?
No, just defaulters. You see, earlier in the day, a man carrying a bag of laundry asked to see some watches at a jeweller's in Crown Street.
Well, go on.
While the assistant was getting them, he thought he saw him slip something into the bag. After he left, the assistant found a diamond brooch was missing and phoned the police.
Well, what's that got to do with me?
The man got away, but a shopkeeper says he remembers seeing a man hand another man a bundle of washing, and he took it into the launderette.
To take the brooch out of it while his pal got away, eh?
Exactly. And you were handed a bundle by another man, weren't you?
Yes, by a pal of mine. Yeah, no, hold on. You're not suggesting it was me.
No, but when you returned to the shop this evening with that laundry, the shopkeeper recognized you. That's how we followed you here.
Okay. But suppose it was me. I'd be a bit of a fool to go back to the shop again, wouldn't I? You're off your beam, you know.
Not quite, Mr. Huggett. When I visited your home this evening, I found the stolen diamond brooch under your hall table.
Right? Well, how could it have got there?
Well, perhaps it fell out of your bundle of washing.
What?
The one you brought home with you.
Yeah, but that wasn't mine.
That's a matter of opinion. Unless you can prove it was someone else's. I shouldn't go out tonight if I were you. I'll probably be paying you another call. Good evening.
Well, I'll be... Ethel! Ethel! Hey, Ethel! Why didn't you tell me about that man who called?
Oh, the detective. I tried to, Joe.
But he said he found a diamond brooch under the table. Is that right?
Yes. I said you might have got it for me. Diamond? Joe, was that Mrs. Campbell's too?
No, Ethel. It was one that had been stolen. And as things stand, I'm suspect number one.
Now stop worrying about it, Joe. It's nearly 10 o'clock.
But just look at all the circumstantial evidence. Aren't you worried?
Of course I'm not. As soon as the jeweller's assistant sees you, he'll know you can't be the man.
Eh? Oh, well, of course he will. Ethel, you're a genius.
No, I'm not. I'm sensible.
No, hold on, though. The man the assistant saw got away. They think I'm the man he handed the laundry bag to.
All right, then get Fred Stebbins to tell them that he gave it to you. Let Fred do a bit of worrying for a change.
That's it, Ethel. Fred Stebbins. He's the key man.
He always is, where trouble's concerned.
Well, Fred can prove he gave me that laundry, and the assistant will say that he's not the man who pinched that brooch. Yeah, I'll go and see him right away. Oh, Fred.
Joe, here, just the man I want to see. Here, meet an old friend of yours.
Hello, Mr. Huggard.
Oh, it's you again, eh? Well, what is it this time, the crown jewels?
No, I came to apologise. Mr. Stebbings here has explained everything.
That's right, Joe. When I heard him getting a chew, I hopped down to the station at the double. So don't worry, he knows now we did get the wrong laundry.
That's right, and now we've got the right men.
Oh, good. Well, how did you manage that?
Well, they knew the bag would be returned to the launderette, but they daren't risk going back during working hours for it.
So they tried to break in to get it half an hour ago, and the police nabbed them.
Oh, smash it. So it was a good thing we got the wrong laundry after all,
no,
eh?
That's right. Well, sorry to cause you so much trouble.
Oh, that's okay. You were only doing your job. Yeah, it won't be long, but I better go and tell Ethel. She's in there worrying herself to death. Ethel, hey, that detective just called. Everything's all right, love.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm so glad, Joe.
Yes, now I haven't got a thing to worry about.
Yes, you have, Joe. While you were out at the back, Mr. Campbell called at the front for his wife's jumper. I asked him to wait in the lounge.
Oh, lummy. If it's not the fire, it's the frying pan. He's probably told his wife it's been changed. That's why he's called. Oh, well, what are we going to do?
Well, go in and tell him the truth about it. That's the simplest way.
Yeah, but I'll feel such a fool. He was relying on me.
Oh, come on, dear. You better get it over. I've already given him the parcel, so it shouldn't take you long.
Oh, well, all right, love. In we go.
Ah, Huggett. Sorry about this, but I was worried about that jumper.
Yeah, well, that makes three of us, sir.
I thought I'd better call round to try and stop you from doing the wrong thing, if I wasn't too late. And what do I find? You've got my wife a pink jumper.
Oh, he can explain that, sir, Mr. Campbell.
Well, I certainly can't. It's uncanny, Huggett. Tell me, how on earth did you know that my wife would change her mind again and go back to pink?
Eh? Oh, well, it's quite simple, sir. I've got a wife of me own. Bless her.
That was Jack Warner and Kathleen Harrison in Meet the Huggards, a recorded program with James Langley, Alana Boyce, Charles Leno, and Alan Keith. Script by Eddie McGuire. Production by Jakes Brown.